We're learning Shmiras HaLoshen in Perek Tes of Shara Zechira. V'chol ha-diburim shu medabra bepeh. All of the diburim that a person speaks and says, ha-kol nichtovin l'mailo. As we know, everything is written up above. K'moy di'isu b'medrash parashas kiseitzei. Now he's going to discuss this pasuk here for a little while. Don't let your mouth put you in a position that your body will be punished. Don't place your mouth that because of your mouth, your basar, you will be punished. Ma'ukain, what's pshat? What does this mean? He explains, Kevin Shahapeh, Oymer Lashon Hara, since the mouth speaks Lashon Hara, Hu Chayte Ala Guf, he sins to the body. What does that mean? Shegoyrim Loylilkois. The mouth is the one that speaks Lashon Hara, and it causes the body to be punished. Hare lachti es bisrecha. That's what it means in the pasuk. Al titein es picha. Don't cause your mouth. Don't let your mouth speak that your guf, your body, your basar, will be punished. Shehapeh chayte halabasar. That the peh, the mouth, is sinning onto the basar, the guf. Mahu. What does it mean? Al toimel lefnei hamalach yishgogehi. Don't try to tell the angel who punishes, that it was only an accident. Don't say, hey, it's just a mistake. Person should not say, I'm speaking Lashon Hara. Nobody knows about it. Hashem says, Hashem says, you should know that I'm sending to you a malach, who I made etzlecha, and he's standing by you, and he's writing down anything and everything which you speak and say about your friend. It's a scary thought. I definitely agree, Neil. I think this is what you've been commenting and mentioning, that the Ma'amari Chazal that the Chavetz Chaim has been quoting here, make one's hair stand up on end, and even if it doesn't have hair, it's still standing up. You know, it's so, like I've been saying time and time again, we have to make sure that when we learn from this Chashuv Sefer, then we should take it to encourage us to not to speak Lashon Hara. Not the other way around. Not that if a person speaks Lashon Hara, to realize how bad it is, and the chayt was so bad, oh, I can't do it, it's too much. I constantly say this because there is a yetzahara that even when we're learning these halachas, or we're not learning the halachas, we're learning the nyanim, the hashkafak aspect of it, the yetzahara says, I can't let them down. I have to do my job still. I have to still attack. They have to still get schar for so somehow. So what am I going to do? Now that they're learning it, I'm going to put into their head, it's too difficult for you to accomplish this. Every single day, you're not going to say something bad about your friend. So after the person speaks Lashon Hara, you know what's going to happen? The person will remind himself that we went to the shir and we read the words, have your day, you should know. Shani shalayach malach, I'm sending to you an angel. What's his job? Who I made etzlecha. He's right here. He's standing right here. I don't know if he has a pad and a pencil. I don't know if he has an iPad. I don't know what he has. Maybe he doesn't have anything. Just records it. V'koysev kol man sh'at medaber al chaverecha. And he writes everything that one says on his friend. You know, they have this day, in this day and age, it's different systems. I've heard it advertised. I know somebody tried using it. Didn't work for him. But that you can just speak and it types for you. Oh. Right? So maybe that's a system the Malach uses. I don't know. Whatever it might be, it's irrelevant. What I do want to say is, once again, whenever a person is too overwhelmed with these halachas and these inyanim, he has to realize, wait a minute, that's the Yitzhara. That's the Yitzhar. He's trying to attack me. And he's trying to say, you know what, it's too difficult. And just because if I fell, I made a mistake, I should make sure I get up and I'll do better the next time. That's a very interesting diuk you're saying. Normally we say, Alav Shem by Ma'isa is a chumra we have in Dina Shemaim, is a beautiful diuk. Alav Shem by Ma'isa ain't like him love. Normally what that means is basically when a person transgresses a negative commandment without an action, such as Lashon Hara, there's no physical action, ain't like him love. He does not get hit for it. But I don't want to use the word acute diuk, but basically in Shemaim, Shemayim says, you still get Lekin Olav, because we know the Dina Shemayim is more chamer, more severe than Dina Yadam, than the courts down here. Let's continue. V'zeh l'shoyin hagra b'igartoy, g'zegaris akdoisho, olim notrufa. The gra in g'zegaris, he writes as follows. What does it mean? What we just discussed over? He says, hakol yavi b'mishpat. Everything will be coming to mishpat. I'll call dibur, and every single word of speech, loy v'loy nevad afilo dibur kal, not even the smallest little statement will be lost. Lachin ani masircha, therefore I warn you, shetargil b'chol hayoyser leishev yichidi. Now, sometimes we hear, we learn from Sfarim, from previous generations, and we think to ourselves, you know what? Doesn't apply to us today. That's like one of the first. Doesn't apply to us. We have to understand and see what the story is. Here the Chafetz Chaim is bringing this down. And the Chafetz Chaim brings down from the Gra. And one of the points the Gra is teaching us is to sit by yourselves. Now, doesn't mean to be antisocial. That's not what he means. It doesn't mean if someone sees you, you don't say hello. It doesn't mean they don't greet somebody with a nice smile. Chas v'shalom, that's not exactly what the Gra is teaching us here. The Gra is telling us something. The Gra is telling us that when a person sits around with other people, you have to watch what you say. If you're sitting by yourself, usually, we don't speak Lashon Hara to ourselves. I hope not, at least. So, he continues and says, Ki chet haloshin al kuloi, ki maimur chachminu zal, we know the Gra is telling us, what does it mean, just yeshiv yichidi, sit by yourself? He's telling us, be very, very careful with the chait of Lashon Hara, because the punishment is not just here in this world, but it's also in the world to come. Why do I have to lengthen this topic, this conversation on this chait of Lashon Hara? He brings a pasuk in Kehelis. Kol amal ha'adam l'piyu. All of a person's efforts are in his mouth. What does it mean? Kol amal ha'adam l'piyu. All of a man's efforts are with his mouth. Amru chachmenu zal, shekol mitzvaysov v'seyreysov shel adam. All of the mitzvahs and the Torah of a person, einei maspik l'mashem maitzi mipiv. What does this mean? Chazal teach us that all the mitzvahs and the Torah learning a person does is no comparison and to regards to that which he says from his mouth, that comes out from his mouth. It's more in chulin daf peites. What does that mean? He tells us, ma umnosa shel adam boin wazeh. Right here in the room in front of us, we have people with different professions. People that did different things. All of us, every single one of us. Ma umnosa shel adam boin wazeh. However, there's a common denominator that the gemara in chulin daf peites, I just want to share with you something. As I'm interrupting myself to share with you this, just looking at the Gemara in Chulin Daf Peites, and the way the Sefer here writes it with two little lines in between the Pei and the Tes. So it looks like a Pait, like to chirp something, to say something. So you have over here in this Gemara in Daf Peites, about, you know, like expressing something, telling us, reminding us what's a person's job in this world. Yes, atzmak ilayim v'yadvik v'soysav k'shtei rechayim. A person should make himself like a mute, like a deaf mute. And he should close his lips together, yadvik v'soysav together, k'shtei rechayim, as if they were two grinding millstones. When a millstone, when a grinding, they're connected. When a person's mouth is closed, he's not able to speak. That's what the Gra is telling us, that a person has to be very careful, as opposed to just think, you know, I have my mouth, I can say what I want, especially with the world and the society that we live in, freedom of speech and so on and so forth, and say whatever you want, and knock whoever you want. The next paragraph is very, we'll take a quick comment in a second. The next paragraph is very powerful in regards to the punishment. He says, V'chol kaf hakela, Hakol behevel piv shel devarim betelim. Val kol dibur hevel tzorich liskaleya misoifa oylam atsoifa. There's a certain type of punishment which is referred to as called kaf hakela. Kaf hakela is when a person is flung from one end of the world to the other end of the world. I don't know exactly what that means. I hope we never find out what that means. But he says that this kaf hakela is filled with people who continually spoke empty and senseless conversation, dvarim betalim. Just dumb, speaking for no purpose, no gain. And he says, v'chol zeh b'dvarim yaseirim. Right? The person is flung misoifa oylam v'atsoifa from one end for his punishment for this dvarim betalim, for talking nonsense. He's flung from one end of the world to the next. The Chafetz Chaim tells us, the Gra is telling us, this is for extra nonsense. What about for forbidden speech? Lashon hara, leitzanus, shuas, nedarim, achleikas, uklolos. All the different categories of forbidden speech. Lashon hara, gossip, machlekes, v'chulei, v'chulei, v'chulei. Even more so, v'prat v'beis hakneses, if a person is speaking in a shul, when there's halachas of what should be spoken in a shul, what about if a person does an aveira called lashon hara in a shul on Shabbos and Yontif, when every single aspect is more kaddish? As we know, just as a mashal, if a person litters, there's a sign right outside on the sidewalk that says, no littering. There's a fine, I forgot, I don't know, $350, $300, okay. If a person would take that same chocolate bar wrapper, the wrapper from the chocolate bar, and drop it on the front yard, front lawn, there's this White House they have in Washington, D.C., okay. He takes the wrapper and gives it a nice, you know, let's see how far he could throw this wrapper. I'd venture to assume the punishment is more than a $300 fine. You agree?
Yep.
Why is that? It's the same rapper he drops. Same, in this example, in Nimshul, it's the same Lashon Hara, the same words he spoke. But when you're talking about in the basic Knesset, when you're talking about on Shabbos or Yontif, it's much more Kaddish. Just the Lahadim L'chaim L'chaim, Ben Kaddish L'chol, that we're talking about over here, the Kedusha, the Dibur, a person speaks and says, is much more of an aveira in the shul and on Shabbos Yontif. Al elu sarich leirid lishol lemato harbi moed. He says a person, forget about the kafakela. That's not enough for a punishment for such a person to be flung from one end of the world to the other end of the world. You know, excuse me for sharing with you. I had like this immature mindset of what that means, kafakela, where you have this slingshot. And the person is on the slingshot, and he is pulled back, and then it's let go. The slingshot is let go, and you know, it's like basically going bungee cord jumping without the cord. You know, and then boom, he's just going. Just translating the words, I don't know exactly more of an elaboration and clarification, but all we do know is that for Devarim Asurim, is much worse than the Stam Dvarim Betalim. and the person has to go much more deeper down to Gehenna. It's impossible for us to comprehend the tremendous Yisurin, the punishment that a person can receive, will receive for one dibur, one word of speech. You ever write an email, or you write something, and you press something by mistake, and it's all gone? So you figure, oh, you know what? That was scary. I know what to do. You press Control Z, right? Undo. You go to undo the arrow that, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Or you press Control Z. So you go ahead and you press it, and lo and behold, nothing comes up. Uh-oh is right. You get a little scared because you just spend X amount of time, especially when you didn't have a good posture. It's very important to sit properly by a computer. If you sit hunched over by a computer, your back starts hurting you, and then you don't know why your back's hurting you. It's like this pinched nerve. It could be someone was telling me I have to be careful how I sit. And it's totally lost, totally gone. Here, there's no such thing as any computer mistakes like that over there in Shemayim. That one word is lost. Everything is recorded. Everything is auto-saved. Right? Sometimes you send an email, it says auto-saved. It's before you write something, it's already saved. He tells us, "Bale gadfin holchin tamid eitzel kol adam v'adam vein nifrodin mimenu." Winged creatures fly by the people and cling to them while writing down every single word which is said. Bale gadfin holchin tamid eitzel kol adam v'adam vein nifrodin mimenu. They don't separate themselves from these people. The koisvin called dibur v'dibur. They write down every single word as it says in Koheles. Perik Yud Pasuk Chaf. Ki oiv hashemayim yoylich es hakol, because the birds will carry up the voice. Ubal kenofayim yagi dover, and the winged creatures will tell these words. Continues and says in Koheles, earlier in Perik He, Pasuk He, al titein es picho, as we said earlier, lachti es bisarecho, while toymar lefne hamaloch kishgogahi loma yiktsoif ad kan l'shoin hagro. Don't tell the maloch that it was an accident, it was only accidental. Why should he become enraged? These are the words of the gro in his igeres, in his letter, olin shrufa. Very powerful words. I think before we go further and see what the Chafetz Chaim has to tell us, I think it's important for us to just review a little, and then we'll take that comment you wanted to share with us. So the Gra is telling us over here, the Chafetz Chaim is bringing down, that we have to remind ourselves that every single letter and word we say is stored, is written down. And those words, as Neil pointed out, the Dini Shemayim is more chomer than Dini Adam in regards to Alav Shem by Maisa. Because it is like in Alav in Shemayim. And the person, if he says these words, he can pay you the price for it with his body, being afflicted. And then he brings from the Gra that not one word is lost. And the words go up to Shemayim, and he explained to us this Kafa Kela. And that before that, he still told us, "Ma'u nasi shaladim b'ayin wazeh." What is a person's job? What is his occupation here in this world? Yasa atzma ki'ilim. He should make himself like a deaf mute. Doesn't speak. Now, what he's referring to is sometimes when people are with other people, conversations come up and they start talking about other individuals. It's never a good idea. It's never a good idea. I'm talking from personal experience. It's never a good idea. We're all in the same boat here. We're not hermits. We live with other people, and that's what Hashem wants us to do. And Hashem wants us to use that koyach hadibur, that power of speech, to speak with other people. Speak with other people positively. How can I help you? Tell them a dvar Torah. Tell them a story. But as soon as the conversations start to talk about other people, We have to be careful. Even if it's praising other people, mitoch shvachoi bole de genusoi. From praising comes to discussing disgrace of other people. Then he said that the person will be flung from one end of the world to the other end of the world. That's for dvarim betalim, just tam dvarim betalim. How much more so when it comes to a person speaking dvarim asurim, is yoyu l'sholmato, he goes down to places in Gehenim which are much, much deeper, and the punishment is much greater. And that every single word, there are bali gedofim, bali gadfin, that are the winged creatures that are surrounding us, and they're writing down what's said, and the words that we said are brought up to Shemayim. Just to conclude, and we'll take the question afterwards, there's the bracha that we should be zeiche, that in the schus of learning the Sefer Shmiras HaLashon, Hashem should give us some siyat deshmaya, that we should be able to be shomer piv l'shoinah.